Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
No Diddy. We in? We live?
No Diddy.
We off? Off the scale?
Chris. Man, what a week, right?
Man, we here.
This episode, what, Don?
253
of the Step Brothers podcast. We getting right into the shits. If y'all found out y'all's mothers were in the Freak Nick documentary, what would y'all do? Like, everybody's watching Freak Nick documentary right sure. now. How, and you saw Mama Dawn, Mama Ryan on the screen. How would you react? Go.
You go first.
Well, you don't want to do no introductions. Just get
no.
To
okay, we're getting straight to it.
Okay.
This is the duality of a man we're talking about.
I would right just here. Have questions. Mm-hmm. How did you get here? Mm-hmm. What was going on? Because, mm-hmm, I mean, my mother's white. Mm-hmm. So I'd be like, what?
You don't think no.
No, there was white women there. Yeah, okay. No, but my white mother. Yeah. I would be like, how did you even, what did you go there for, ma'am? Mm-hmm. And if so,
were you looking for love?
Tell me what you found there and what happened. Touch and why it. Did you tell me before? Because Freak Nick is like, it was like a lost thing in history for a while. Yeah, so
yeah. This is how I met your father.
Type shit. Let me do
that. If that's right, if that's how I was born, that would be nuts. It was after I was born, obviously, but
cool.
That shit would be crazy.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. A little better.
Dope.
Yeah. Okay. Ryan, what about you?
Well, it's not a thing. My mom was at Freak Nick. Wow. I didn't see her there, but you know.
So you watched the doc?
I haven't watched it. I watched one of them, like in Hulu. Maybe like, is it on Hulu? Right?
Yeah,
yeah.
I guess. I think I've already. I think this is like another one because mm-hmm, I've seen one prior to this. But nah, my mom. Yeah, she said she went to Freak Nick. She got pictures with her friends and stuff. My dad went too. So I mean, it was like one of those black things that
everybody.
But they didn't coincide then yet.
No. My I think my dad was on some hater shit. He's like me. I'm like him. I am him. So he was just like, why the fuck we going down to Florida just so we could just see motherfuckers check their ass and shit. We could just stay home and do that.
Type
not
shit.
Him, but no Diddy. But
yeah, I would definitely tell my mother, like, if I turned on the doc today and I see a young Jesse, I'm going downstairs and I'm like, you ruined my life.
What?
What's your real life? They can't have fun, nigga. They didn't know you was going
to
be here.
I mean, I liken it to the... Well, can't really liken it to the OnlyFans situation that kids might or are going through right now.
It was just a time.
It's
basically like, but it's like Spring Break in Miami.
Like, what if your mom was the woman in that picture where the police officer was just spreading her ass? Yeah. What if that was your mom, bro?
It is someone's mom.
It is. It
bro,
is.
And that more is incriminating pictures.
And that, but that's just wild. That's one fucking, of the most popular
but,
pictures.
But that is a fucking story.
No. Yeah, I guess.
Your mother is a part of history.
Your mother's a whore.
That's fire. Your mother's a part of history.
Your mother's a whore? Yeah. She might have been. She does not anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, people change.
But
people
it's called evolve. Freak Nick.
Yeah.
Chris.
Yeah, you going down there?
They was going down there for one thing and one thing only.
Not Jesse May. Anyways, I just wanted to get into that right quick. It was on my mind. I asked Diamond. And
did someone you know, parent, go? Like,
no, I saw it on Twitter, actually. Two people were like, I found my mom on the Freak Nick. I think it was both women, too.
Yeah.
And
especially the chick with the blonde braid.
I think so.
Yeah, I was like, bro, don't be putting your mom out like that. Yeah, goddamn, nigga, for clicks. Jesus.
Yeah, a lot of people doing a lot of weird shit. All right, so obviously we're only here for two reasons now, right? We're here for Future and Metro's We Don't Trust You album, and we're here for the Diddy. So what do y'all want to dive into first? I feel like some way, somehow, they'll both meet in the middle somehow.
They're adjacent.
They're adjacent. They're hip-hop adjacent. Yeah, they're parallel. I'm sure Drake was at some of them freak offs.
For sure.
Nah, he was there.
Remember, he,
nah, I don't he think got he punched was, somehow.
Well, he did get Diddy did.
Because Diddy broke his arm.
Type shit.
I don't care that
you I don't know why, arm. Nigga. I mean, Diddy, to me, like, let's talk about the man before we talk about the crime. Diddy had a way of, he was just a charismatic person, right? Everybody wanted to be around him. He was the life of the party. You know, we know him to be one of the best producers in music, period, right? And then you think about, like, the game shows he's hosted, and he was in Get Him to the Greek, and like, oh, he can really act, and making the band, and the commercials, the Mohawk, Vote or Die, all this shit, right?
Bad Boy Records.
Bad Boy Records.
Pink Cocaine.
Pink, okay, well, that's newly discovered. We just added that to Discovery, But yeah, the reason why I'm, you know, going down that particular lane is because obviously this man is a fucking psychopath.
Yes.
Like, which you can't, how can you, I was saying he's charismatic. He was obviously so good at hiding in plain sight.
Of course.
I mean, to the public, like, the, you know, obviously if you were aware, you're aware. Like, don't fuck with Diddy. You know what I'm saying? I saw this guy on Twitter say, what if they just attacking our black leaders or some shit? This nigga said, you're a Diddy. That nigga's going viral, bro. That is so funny. It was no commas, look, no periods, no nothing. Chris, it's like, you are a Diddy.
Chris, I cannot tell you how many times I'm surprised how funny people are.
No, people have
because,
been going
crazy. Because, like, it's so simple. But, yeah. Like, but just, like, those, like, little clapbacks be having me rolling. Yeah. Like, just people be fucking funny, bro.
The funniest, that was probably the funniest one because it was so simple, so elegant. But the funniest shit I saw was that Diddy had a dildo lever on his wall to fucking trap door out of the spot. Okay, no, so
someone said that Meek Mill ziplined out.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
No, the backflip when he's at the Sixers game and he's jumping the fence.
Yo, this shit crazy, bro.
Oh man.
So if you're living under a rock,
it's gonna have a fucking ripple effect.
It's gonna be bad. Three of Diddy's homes were raided on Monday, right?
Yeah, Monday or Tuesday.
I think about 5 o'clock in the
national
afternoon.
National news. Yeah.
Yeah.
National fucking news.
I want to say it was Monday for real.
It was like Tuesday.
It might have been Tuesday.
Okay. Bro, that shit didn't seem real.
Yeah. Everything happened so fast. I was able to see a little video while I was at work because it was about 5 o'clock, 5 going on 6. Shit. You see people being handcuffed coming out of the home. We can't really make out the footage. Lo and behold, it's his two of his sons, I guess, that were arrested. It's just been so many different levels of information that's coming out. I still kind of don't know what's true or not. Is Diddy in custody right now?
He out the country.
So the police ain't got him?
I don't think so.
No, he Russell Simmons that bitch.
Okay, so this is how I heard it, or through as the day progressed, he sent a jet. Like, the jet took off, and everybody was like, oh, he's got to be flying to this one particular part of the world because they don't have a, they can't, America can't extradite.
Yeah, they don't have an extradition clause or something.
So, come to find out, nobody was on the jet or some shit, I guess. Diddy was
decoy.
I don't fucking know, bro. I don't know.
Levels. The diddler strikes again.
So, the guy who, I guess, was the scorned producer who was groomed that worked on Diddy's recent Love album. I think his name is Lil Rodney or some shit like
Lil
that.
Rod.
Lil Rod.
No, Diddy.
Stop it.
He, his claims came out or whatever.
Okay.
So we're coming to find out Young Miami and 50 Cent's most recent baby mother are like Diddy's sex workers or some shit. Like, I didn't read it.
His henchmen.
They basically, let me pull it up right quick, bro. It's long, but pause.
They were getting compensated.
Listen, what was hilarious about it, 50 Cent was like, hey, will you look at this and you see who your mama is? That's who she is. She commented in the on the Instagram post, like, can you please leave me alone? I've done nothing to you.
Yeah, then she, we speeding up the process, bro. Hold on.
50 Cent is
ruthless. Let me see.
I love him.
He because he waits for moments like this.
Perfect.
And he gonna strike like a...
He's been attacking this man since he got into the industry, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so whenever someone of an enemy of his has a downfall, he's just ready to strike.
I love it. Kick them when they're down.
I'm trying to find the... what do you even call that?
Like, in Power, he was like...
No, nah, the...
Your daddy, guilty as fuck. Yeah, nigga did it.
Guilty as fuck. What are you looking for?
Like, the document...
Dang, bro. When you say document, I put myself in work.
And you mean the court document?
Yeah, of everything that was accused.
The
affidavit. Affidavit.
Okay, let's see. Mr. Jones, this is page 12 of 73. Goddamn. So it says Mr. Jones was sexually harassed and assaulted by Mr. Combs. Throughout his time living with Mr. Combs, Jones was the victim of constant unsolicited and unauthorized groping and touching of his anus by Mr. Combs. These events took place in L.A., N.Y., and Florida, in the United States, Virginia, Virgin Islands. In addition to the unsolicited and unauthorized touching, Mr. Jones was forced by Mr. Combs to work in Mr. Combs' bathroom. As Mr. Combs walked out.
Damn.
Walked around naked, is showered in a clear glass enclosure. As a heterosexual Christian man, Mr. Jones was uncomfortable with Mr. Combs' advances and expressed his discomfort to Mr. Combs. I'm trying to see, like, where's the shit Miami now is doing? Let me see.
That is insane, bro. What is wrong with this man?
He's a sicko. The thing is 73 pages.
Yeah.
Look what the money make a bitch do.
Nah, for real.
Man, but.
That's crazy.
Yeah, when you have, like, I to this day, if you have that level of money.
Like, fuck you, money is crazy.
Like, if you have that level of money.
Yeah.
I would say they're all doing some weird shit.
Oh, yeah, no.
So, definitely. Here's another little excerpt from it. Underage girls. Were made to sign NDAs prior to entering his parties and prior to being drugged in his sex trafficked at the parties.
Because they raided him for sex trafficking.
Yeah.
And for them to even initiate a three-strike raid on three homes.
Yeah.
And simultaneously.
Yeah.
It's
enough evidence.
Because he probably had money to get some stuff under the rug, but some stuff you can't pay off. Yeah,
even with the Shine shit, it even came out where, if I'm speeding up, my bad.
No, you sure.
Even with the Shine shit, the lady said, no, Diddy shot me. It's just, I wanted justice. And it was just like, what? Bitch, you lied. I understand why, because that high up, crazy.
I mean, they don't just do that off of randomness. Like, and so...
Cassie they have probable cause.
Yeah, Cassie got this ball rolling, bro.
They have probable cause.
And, you know, he's obviously his lawyer's still denying all allegations.
Of course. That stuff, that's so what he's got to do. You got to do the job.
Yeah, so. He's.
Okay, plaintiffs in the Combs Rico Enterprise were rehearsing for something in the Westvale in Virginia. The court finally reads, Plaintiff Jones personally witnessed Mr. Combs do a few lines of coke in his dressing room. Defendant Sean Combs wanted to see, but Brenda forgot it. So defendant, I guess, Young Miami then brought it on the private jet from Miami. I'm trying to see. Where's the... Okay, here we go. Here's the tea. This is what I was
looking for. Man, you just reading a legal document.
Come on. I was just trying to, you know, tie this shit together. So Young Miami and Daphne Joy. Daphne Joy is 50 Cent's baby mother. Have been accused of being Diddy's sex workers in recent lawsuit. On Monday, March 25th, producer Rodney Lil Rod Jones amended the lawsuit he filed against Diddy. In February, according to documents obtained by XXL on Wednesday, March 25th, Lil Rod accused Young Miami and Daphne Joy of being Diddy's sex workers The Men in Suit claimed Diddy would brag to the producer about how he'd play Daphne, the City Girls rapper, and other women named Jade Ramney and a monthly stipend in exchange for services. Upon information and belief, defendants Lucien Charles Grange, in the capacity as CEO of UMG, authorized Motown Records and Universal Music Group to provide financial resources to defendants. Sean Combs and Love Records, through wire transfers to defendants, Sean Combs and Love Records accountant Robin Greenhill. The suits read, upon information and beliefs, Ms. Greenhill ensured the wiring funds transfer of cash payments to sex workers were completed. Combs bragged about having several women on monthly stipends. According to Plaintiff Jones, the women who received these payments are Young Miami, Jade, Daphne, Chavez. Oh, goddamn. We're paid a monthly fee to that does not.
Oh, don't worry about it. If it's not disclosed, that means there's Young a lot
Miami
of money.
Okay, so Young Miami accused of transporting pink cocaine for Diddy. Young Miami was also mentioned again in the amendment suit. Lil Rod claims Diddy had an alleged love for this pink cocaine, a combination of ecstasy and cocaine that the mogul would buy off his accused drug mule, Brandon Paul, which he got caught up in the.
That's the Syracuse point guard.
The white boy?
Yeah, that's the Syracuse point guard. Bro, no, that shit was crazy when I found, because I looked and I was just like, who? Because, you know, he had this weird look, like, why is he running in these circles? And I saw those two lines and I was just like, oh, he must be one of these young motherfuckers. And then I realized, nigga, that's the point guard from fucking Syracuse. That nigga running the pick and roll.
He running the pick and roll for real, nigga. Shit.
Sniff and roll.
You pick and I roll up. You know
sniff and roll, that's crazy. But anywho, I in a lighter note, I would love to try pink cocaine.
Nah, for real.
I'm not sorry. Gonna hold you. Nah, I would want to.
I'm not gonna hold you. I'm already halfway
it's
there.
It's pink. It's pink.
So I might as well just.
It's pink, bro.
Do it.
I don't want to be that guy.
Plaintiff and Combs Enterprise. Okay, so Miami would transport the substance. That sounds like a one-time thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? It don't sound like, okay, daddy, I'm just going to keep bringing you pink cocaine everywhere. I don't see that happen.
I think it is because, you know,
she was doing everything because she was getting paid for it.
Yeah, and bro, remember, she didn't really want to rap like that, though. Even with the whole podcast, everything that she was doing.
She got her own show. She got a bunch of shit.
Had her own show.
Yeah.
Diddy, it came out that Diddy sold Revolt to a mystery buyer, and the buyer was revealed today. There's a guy who owns Essence
magazine.
Yeah, he bought Revolt. So, yeah, like we always said, like we've been saying for years here on the Step Brothers podcast, it's a deeper, darker criminal link. One of the names that I threw out earlier was Lucien Grange. Lucien Grange has been talked about, rarely seen. I've never seen him. He started being brought up more and more within the industry around like 2016, 17.
Yeah.
Because his son was involved with 6ix9ine, like signing him. And they're like, Lucien, if you're the owner of UMG. So Universal Mother Group is the parent company.
Mother Group?
Or Mother.
Universal Music Group.
Universal Music Group is like the mother company of all these record labels, like Atlantic, any label you could think, any label you could think
there's
of.
There's only like three umbrellas,
yeah.
So and Universal,
like Def Jam's under UMG. So that's at a certain point in time, Def Jam being under UMG. That was Rockefeller was under UMG. Good Music was under UMG. Rough Riders was under UMG.
Yeah, no matter how far down the umbrella they were, that was the parent.
Yeah, so even like there was a point in time when niggas thought RCA was like an independent label, and they too were under one of the big three.
Yes.
Yeah. So like you, Lucien is literally bank. Like the Godfather type S person. They're kind of roping him into this as well, as being culpable, as being like. Him and Clive Davis, which Clive Davis was Jive and like Virgin and all that shit, or one of them. Clive was, didn't Clive Davis marry Mariah Carey when like she was younger? Wasn't that him?
What?
Yeah, bro, I'm telling you, this music industry shit is deep, nigga. It's deep, brother. It's deep, bro. He married, like Clive Davis had to be like 50 years old at that point. And Mariah Carey was probably a smooth 23.
Was that him? Let's see.
Look it up, Don. I'm pretty sure it was Clive Davis.
Do the knowledge, nigga.
I'm pretty fucking sure.
Yeah. I wanted to get that one off. No Diddy.
Nice. So what do y'all think is next? I told Dawn straight up, I see Diddy.
No, her first spouse was Tommy Mottola.
Tommy Mottola. He owned Virgin or one of them. She was signed to him.
Sony Music.
Sony, yeah.
He was chairman and CEO of Sony Music Entertainment.
Yeah.
Our parent of the Columbia label.
And Columbia was under
Sony.
Sony, gotcha.
Yeah, Sony's the other umbrella.
The big one, yeah. Sony had Mike killed. If you really want to break this shit down, he was buying everybody catalog. He wouldn't sell it back. And it was like, we got to get that. He on all type of shit.
He bought the Beatles catalog.
Yo, while we're on that subject, though, I saw one of Bob Marley's grandchildren. Mm-hmm. Or no, one of his children. He did an interview. And this was like, when whoever owned Bob Marley's music was trying to sell it or whatever, whoever owned it wouldn't sell it to the family. They didn't have enough money or whatever. So he said he went to Mike and asked Mike, like, yo, the family asked Mike, like, hey, this is the situation. We don't have enough money. Can you help us? He was like, his son said, Mike told him straight up, I'll buy it and I'm going to keep it. Like, I'm not going to sell it to y'all type shit. And I was like, that's don't sound like Mike. Like, that's kind of crazy. But,
nah, man.
He said he went to, I forgot who he's, somebody ended up, they ended up going to somebody and they helped him. I just forgot who it was.
Okay.
But, anyways. So, yeah, what's y'all thoughts on this whole Diddy shit? Like, where we at on this? Where we at?
It's about time.
Yeah.
That and this shit is mad wild because it's just like, I know motherfuckers was going to get caught up, but I didn't think this year would be the year. Cat Williams is being, like, prophesied as, like, one of them people that once that Shannon Sharp shit hit the fan, yeah. It's just like, bro, it's just been, like, raveling. Like,
yeah.
He's a truth seeker. Yeah. And before we go even further, man, I just know when motherfuckers is racist at work, it's just because that was, this dude was fixing my little cubicle or whatever, you know, at my desk, and he was just like, he said something about Lamar Jackson that I didn't appreciate, but we don't have to go there. Mm-hmm. But you just know he racist when it comes to that point. Mm-hmm. It's football. Yeah. Anywho, he was like, if Cat Williams would stay off the meth, I'm like, no, your people do meth, bro. Cat Williams doesn't do meth. And then he was just like, oh, if he stay off them drugs and stay off being in jail, I was just like, 19 convictions, knock it off, bitch.
19 convictions, no arrest.
Knock it off.
Joe Rogan.
But anywho. But yeah, anywho, yeah, it's just wild. This shit doesn't even feel real, bro.
It's so hard to kind of comprehend the depth of it all.
It's you're gonna see how deep this goes. And this isn't gonna be a long process.
Oh yeah, it's not going.
Like it's gonna just you're gonna see all these dominoes just start to fall, and none of it should surprise you. These people do crazy things, like to keep their wealth.
Nigga, if I could get away with securing cocaine for as long as I did, I'm sure these niggas got bodies. They got the money, the capital. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, like, he blew up Kid Cudi's car.
Like, this shit is ridiculous, bro.
And then everything else so crazy, no one cares about the Kid Cudi's car blowing up thing.
Can you imagine, like, just Kid Cudi probably skipping to his car?
I think of him, he went into the store to grab a snack.
Yeah.
And he's like, he came back, he has some gummy worms and the Arizona sweet tea. And then comes back, his car's on fire. He's like,
yo, what the fuck,
it's like,
bro.
Some super bad shit.
Crazy.
But, like, literally, it's fucking nuts. Yeah. Like, because
you can't fathom this shit, bro.
It's just going to keep falling and, like.
But it's so scary.
But he's always been on weird time. And because all of his ex-employees who actually made it, you know, through their life, like Mace and shit, like, they tell you, this motherfucker is a weird motherfucker, like.
I figured that shit too. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I figured that shit too because sometimes when you see people do these things, like the Day 26 and the Danny Canes, because that's how kind of surface level I am, it's just they never got big. And every time you think about somebody that worked with Diddy, it gets one pop. That's it. You get one bubble. And if you didn't capitalize on that bubble or you didn't go far with that bubble, that was it. And I've always thought that was weird to me because if you make money with this one person, it should carry over, right?
What would this look like, right, if Biggie was still here, right? What would this look like?
What's crazy is they did the raid on the anniversary, the 27th anniversary of Ready to Die, the album. That's what's wild. Like, these niggas are that calculated. Mm-hmm. Let's go. He nigga got a song on his out kicking the door, bro. Yeah. Come on, bro.
Play
like,
that shit right when they
get
there.
Come on.
All right, one, two, three, kick play. Kicking
the door. The full fuck. Like, yeah. Come on, nigga. What the fuck? That's crazy, bro. These niggas calculated, bro.
What would have the hip hop scene look like if Biggie and Tupac were still alive, man?
Here's my, okay. Let me put on my conspiracy theorist hat, right?
All right, conspiracy, brother.
Nigga, that's what he wanted to say.
The nigga,
yeah, that's it.
Who Jay-Z stabbed in the club. Remember, we talked about this, the Un Rivera. Because I watched his Vlad thing, right?
Yeah. You watched the feds, okay?
Well, shit. Speaking of which, Vlad just put out his unreleased Diddy interview. I don't know when it was done or whatever. Just dropped that shit.
The fans, bro. The Vlad is an informant.
No, but, for a fact, bro.
But fact. So in the interview, undid with Vlad. He was talking about his time with Bad Boy because he was Biggie's manager.
Vlad?
No, Un Rivera.
Un Rivera.
Okay, my bad.
He had a management.
I'm drinking Patron this Eve.
Team called Un Entertainment, right?
Yeah.
Biggie was going to leave Bad Boy after the second album. He was going to get with Un. He was going to start his own label. He already had Junior Mafia. He was going to take them, and he was supposed to sign Cameron.
The Locks.
And, yeah, they had this whole big plan. I ain't making this shit up. Cam himself out of his mouth. After Biggie passed, Un went to Cam and was like, yo, I know we're supposed to do this for you. I'm going to make sure you get a deal and we go blah, blah, blah. Which is, I think, whoever Cam's first album came out through, I can't remember.
Yeah, it was really random.
Yeah. But anyways, Biggie was going to leave and he already had the crew he was finna fuck with.
Oh, my God. So this was real? Oh, my goodness. If you're listening,
this is conspiracy. All alleged.
They're the music heads. I am the general public, like the people who are listening. Mm-hmm. So now what you're hearing is Cam'ron and Junior Mafia was about to be with Biggie, and they were about to kind of take over. Just think if Dipset was under Biggie. Think about the we wouldn't. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That nigga Diddy killed him.
Allegedly. Right.
Oh my gosh.
So,
his first label was Epic.
Okay, Epic. I believe Un has something to do with seeing through.
Yeah, he was on Cam. Epic, I think, until...
My bad, bro.
Come Home With Me, yeah.
So then you think about, okay, Diddy can't lose an asset, right? That big of an asset. Especially because, Diddy held a college party at one of them black colleges
Howard?
The East Coast. Howard. People died at that homecoming because he didn't properly plan... For it, people got trampled to death. It was like a mayhem broke out at the thing, right? Uh-huh. Nobody ever talks about that. Like, it gets brushed under the rug, that, like, happened.
It was niggas, that's why.
Yeah, but it happened. So that kind of fucks up your credit. That did fuck up his credibility. Like, he was working for Andre Harrell at Uptown Records during this moment.
The nigga with the glasses.
Yeah, who passed. You know, him and Diddy remain friends. He was working under Andre, but Andre wasn't, like, too. The head nigga at Uptown, right? So Diddy wanted to break into the music. He was like, I can do this. Like, I'm going to go throw this party. I'm going to show them I can do this, blah, blah, blah. And you get a tragedy at the college or whatever, the party.
Right.
So he loses his job at Uptown. He was allegedly, from interviews that I watched, nigga was suicidal. Like, he was about to end it off. I guess Andre come back and be like, nigga, dust yourself off. You know, shit happens. We got to move forward, blah, blah, blah. Ends up starting Bad Boy. And, you know, Biggie was, well, actually, Craig Mack was his first signee shortly thereafter. It was
one hit
or whatever. But then, okay, bringing up Craig Mack, dead. Biggie, dead. G-Dep, dead. Andre, dead.
I'm telling you, that shit weird. Even his Kim, his dead.
Dead. Like, Mace, everybody was wondering, nigga. Kanye's famous line, Devil in a White Dress, don't leave while you're hot. That's how Mace screwed up. Nigga was, niggas don't know for real at our time because his reign ended like early 90s. But Mace was that nigga, bro.
Oh, no, doing the little.
He was that nigga, bro. He was that nigga. He saw something that made that nigga run to Atlanta and turn to the Lord.
Yeah, he had to become a preacher.
They also said that some street shit was also involved. Cameron has spoke about it. Jim spoke about it. It was some street shit when Mace's mans got killed behind a chain or some shit being snatched. But just all the deaths surrounding Diddy, that's already wild.
Yes.
Like, that's already kind of wild. You know what I mean? My thing is, who groomed Diddy, right? Because as a black person, to obtain that much power, somebody had to give it to you in the industry, put you on game type shit. And for you to go this long without us. It also came out that him and his son, well, that Diddy shot a dude in a bathroom, like, recently, and his son was in there.
What? Which him. One?
I think the buff light skinned one. Not the tall one.
No,
the buff one.
You're talking about the one that
Christian
should have played.
No, Christian is the one that rap.
Yeah, the one that you should have played at UCLA.
Yeah. That's crazy. The short one.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of all these stories coming out about Diddy, bro. I personally thought that he got arrested, so I was like, at that point, I was like, yeah, he probably finna come up missing, quote unquote. But wherever he is in the world, you know, stay gone, nigga.
He gonna get God at some point.
Because if they catch your black ass, they gonna peel the skin off your motherfucking ass, nigga. It's a wrap, bro. It is a wrap. It is a wrap. So, developing also today, so 50's been, obviously, again, I love when niggas say, I'm starting to see why 50 got shot 9 times every time. Because he's just relentless with his enemies,
he
right?
He doesn't stop. Yeah,
obviously, you know, I hold 50 high regard. I loved his first two albums. I loved Beg for Mercy. I wanted to be in G-Unit. I wore tank tops. Like, I really fucked with 50. So I love the transition that he made into films and producing these shows and shit, bringing people joy in another way. Because he, you know, he can't reach the audiences, the masses that he could have with music anymore because of the transition. But one thing he ain't never forget, bro, is like how to
be a hater.
How to be, come on, bro. The 48 laws of power. I just watched a short about the author of the 48 laws of power teaming up with 50 to add the 2 extra laws. And 50 wrote the 50th law of power or whatever. And in the interview, the guy was like, I'm not going to lie, because this is a frail old white guy. He was like, I was kind of nervous about meeting 50, you know, I heard a lot of things about him, but he's the greatest guy. He's cool. And all these people say, like, all those type people say that about 50.
Yeah.
Like,
and that we've known.
Yeah.
Like, if he fucks with you, 100%. You would never know.
Yeah.
The hatred this man has.
The heinous acts.
I think that's what everybody though.
Yeah.
No,
sure.
This man, he's a different level.
Yeah.
Though,
come on, man.
Because
yeah.
it's like night and day.
Yeah.
I think there's some serial killers that were like that too.
Yeah, yeah. So. The dude, all those women think that were hot or whatever. What's his name? The white guy?
Oh, the one that Zac Efron played?
Yeah.
Well,
you know.
Paul Bunyan?
Yeah, Paul. Yeah, some shit like that. It's not Paul Bunyan.
No, that's the fixer guy. Yeah. It's I said Paul
Bunyan. Yeah, what the fuck is his name, bro?
Hold on.
Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy. That's kind of similar.
Sorry, Paul Bunyan's the tall giant.
I was thinking about David Crockett or some shit when you said that. David Crockett. Who the fuck? I was like, wait, you talking
Bass
about that?
Bass runner, David Crockett.
Yeah, like, the fuck you talking
segue
about?
Segue to something else. We can jump back to whatever. So one of my coworkers.
You want some donut or are you straight?
I don't have a cup.
Oh.
Basically.
I got a double cup.
Basically was like.
I don't want to break up his aesthetic, you know?
So, basically, one of my coworkers got, thank you, Dalton.
Damn, this shit, your cup wet as hell on the side.
Sorry, nigga, damn.
No, I don't.
Pour more. I just didn't want to, like, over-pour.
Oh, no, I got you. Nah, but one of my coworkers, she got her shoes wet, and then she was walking around the, you know, office barefoot. So,
You know, I already know where you're going with this.
Yeah, so she walking around. All you can hear her ass is thud, boom, 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 boom. She walked back to her desk and sit down. I was like, God damn, Paul Bunyan, if you don't put up
something. Oh, I thought you was going to bring up the Nickelodeon guy and like.
I just got done watching all of that, bro. That shit is crazy.
What,
bro.
You watched the show, all that, or all that documentary?
No, all that documentary. All of that Dan documentary. Is a fucking creep, bro.
That was a good.
Yeah, thank you. Sidebar. No.
A lot of sidebars.
Hold on. Yes, please tell them this stupid shit. Yeah, so, look, Diamond was doing this girl's hair the other day. Uh-huh. It was the funniest shit that day I read. So she was doing the girl's hair.
Okay.
And she said, Chris. Now, she already told me about this particular
client
because she annoys Diamond. She just talks all the time, whatever.
Okay.
So she was telling me that she was going to see her again and why she coming back. And I was like, to annoy you some more, the fuck? But she was like, Chris, this bitch eat the egg roll from the middle.
She's a sicko, bro.
I said, Diamond, I couldn't do nothing but laugh, bro.
Like this?
Yeah, bro. I said, bro, who eats a fucking egg roll?
You know what? I'm not going to laugh because, honestly, she might not have to lose her as a client, but she might have to just do a little bit more for her because, bruh, that shit is insane.
Bro, I have that's
egg rolls are looking, so messy.
No, imagine looking at an egg roll and you're like, man, I'm about to smash this shit.
It's like Scooby-Doo eating a sandwich and starting from the middle. Like,
she
nigga,
said
why?
I didn't talk to her for a good 3 hours. And then I start talking to her, thinking about it again.
Y'all need to put on like some Disney movies or something.
That shit crazy.
Oh,
that made the worst.
That was a nice little break from the craziness of the Diddy story.
Hitler.
In other hip hop news.
Wait. I gotta finish. There's one more part about 50 again.
Oh,
so his baby mom. So
Uno más, por favor.
50 had, you know, he's been terrorizing everybody. Once he found out that his baby mother was a part of it, it was said that he was going to file for full custody of their son.
As he should.
And then she turns around and says, you know, everything's a joke to you until it happens to you. And basically she accused 50 of raping her and hurting her. And she's going to seek full custody. Uh-oh. So I'm like, wait, what?
You're on papers being the sex worker. Knock it off.
Excuse me. I'm like, why?
Take accountability.
That's crazy, bro.
Like, take accountability.
Yeah, that's just the thing that just won't happen. Now, but honestly, I don't see. I mean, you can't really. Like, who thought Diddy would be who he is? I don't see.
Yeah, that's 50. That one's not far fetched.
Yeah, I don't see 50.
He always been weird.
I don't see 50 doing that, bro.
I mean, I could see him being like, you know.
You don't see 50 being aggressive?
I definitely could see that. But.
You don't think 50 Cent would smack somebody?
Oh, nah, for sure.
I don't know.
Man or female.
I don't think so.
His hands are unisexed.
They rated E for everybody, bro.
Everybody. He's Batman.
This man don't even talk to his own son. Okay?
Bro, that nigga look just like him. Just no mask. His whole face is him. And he's like, you know what?
But.
Fuck you.
We don't have no confirmed, so I ain't gonna speak on this man.
Yeah, but I just thought that
private
was
private life. But
in other news, Future and Metro Boomin drop their long awaited, anticipated album, We Don't Trust You. Chock full of the God, the legend, and prodigy, may he rest in peace, clips. Basically, the clips in the on the album were like subliminals to a certain Canadian Jewish.
Half
not,
Drake.
I love that shit Kanye did. I'm not gonna say the race of the doctor. He was Jewish. I love that shit, bro. I love that
he
shit.
He couldn't help himself. Yeah. He couldn't help himself.
He was just like, I know y'all gonna kill me, but fuck it. He was Jewish.
Fuck. I love that shit, dog. But anyways, my first impression. Okay, first of all, let me paint y'all my, and then we'll go into y'all's. This is how it happened for me. I literally probably just got done hitting the finest powder I received.
You always say that though.
Yeah, I do. It gets better and better with time. And I'm sitting down, and I'm working on some beats. Right.
That's good.
I'm getting ready to like try to write a song or something. I just so happened to get on Twitter. I totally forgot because it was. This dropped last Thursday. So I guess it was after the pod. Yeah, it was after the pod. I get home. Yeah, work on beats. I just so happened to get on Twitter, and my whole timeline is talking about Kendrick's verse.
It's like not
immediately, though. Yeah. It's right after midnight. Yeah. So I'm like, I listened to it on Twitter first, and I'm like, damn, this shit crazy. The sample that Metro used, the thug from around the way, that part, yeah. Everything. I was then flipping the shit. Wayne had did that that sample on one of the mixtapes.
It was Drought 3.
Which he and snapped apparently on.
He also sampled the Drake doing that little scream with the when the guy was cutting his hair. And he was like, ah!
Yeah, apparently.
That sampled in there, too.
No, that was on Dirty Sprite, too. Dirty Sprite. The, wah! You a fucking main man for same emotion. Yeah. They're saying that was Drake, but I don't know. That might have been a reach. But
it's a good one.
I listened to the record on Twitter or his verse. Then I was like, nah, I gotta go. I gotta listen to this in totality. I go to the record and I'm listening to it. I'm like, damn, Future killing this shit. I'm like, damn, this beat kind of hard. And then Kendrick come on and he say, you know, everything he said. And I'm like, wow.
Listen, he got biblical with that shit.
World War III, bruh.
No, that nigga said, I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos. That's what, like, biker gangs
do. Yeah, type shit.
That's really wild. I thought it was the sound of anarchies. I was like, bro, this nigga's wild.
No, sorry. The line that made me, like, drop down to my knees, pause, was...
No Diddy. I'm going to work that in there.
I see. Diddy. But the line that got me was when he said, nigga, Prince outlived Mike Jack. Yeah. I was like,
nigga, bump, fuck.
Look, this is the thing that I've come to realize about Kendrick Lamar as a fan. He's not a lyrical. He can give you lyrical spiritual, but the majority of his work is not. It's just his presence on the record, his subject matter. And he's just all around, he's a good lyricist. Is he a Lupe Fiasco with the wordplay and all that shit? No. So, like, I don't expect Kendrick to say hippopotamus, anonymous, conglomerate. Yeah. I'm not expecting that from him. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
But his shit stick. Hey, remember Ty Lib lyrics, stick to your rib? That's the type of shit, like, Kendrick delivers for me. Like, again, the simplest shit will make a person a fan.
Yeah, and also, like, he always has an off-the-kilter cadence and flow that you can't replicate.
Right.
Like, if you heard that beat, the way he rapped that verse, nobody would have rapped like that.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah.
But the way he did it.
So, of course, he set the tone. He's shooting at Drake, shooting at Cole. He has a couple lines in there referencing For All the Dogs. Fuck the Big Three. It's Big Me.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna need Pet Cemetery. And if it's two of y'all, I hope y'all brought three guns with y'all, nigga.
Three switches. That shit went over my head when he said it. Yeah. Y'all gonna need three. If you're first person, y'all gonna need three switches. Yeah. And I thought to myself, like, switching them out. Mm-hmm. No, he meant, like, automatic, the shit kids putting on their gun. I'm like, ooh.
Jesus you don't need Christ. Three for me, nigga.
Jesus Christ.
So the album itself is layered, right? Because now this conversation is brought up. Is Ross beefing with Drake? Is Future beefing with Drake? We knew Metro and Drake were beefing already. So, like, but how did y'all feel about the verse and the song and everything?
Oh, I know you're going to go deeper into it, but I've actually went back and listened to a little bit of Drake's catalog. And for some of them songs, yeah, he was, what would Pluto do? Oh, that shit's a complete diss, bro. That's a sneak diss.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, bro. Because the shit don't even make sense anymore. I thought, what would Pluto do? You know, I'm just shouting my bro out. Yeah, like, this is what I would do if I was you, nigga. Because you, this nigga. Yeah. But no, nigga, I'm calling you a bitch because this is what you would do.
Yeah.
Fucking on it. I guess that's what Pluto would do. I mean, like, I was listening to that shit and I'm just like, you're an asshole. Like, look. But Dalton, you got it, bro. That shit was crazy.
I mean, you know how I feel about Kendrick already. He as Jay said, one verse could fuck up the game. Yeah. And he's done it twice. And even though Chris doesn't like the control verse that heavy, but the point is, every time he does something like this,
it's not.
We stop for a second.
Yeah.
We got people who don't even dissect bars, dissecting bars, bro. And I'm like, bro, You don't ever.
Yeah.
Bro, you listen to this guy.
Yeah.
And you don't. You dissecting verses now? This is crazy. We have fucking think pieces.
Yeah.
A day after this. This is not the same as like when a movie dropped. This is a fucking 16 bar verse.
Yeah.
And people are like, I can't believe
this. A minute verse.
Because, like, it's just, that's how. Like,
captivating.
Yeah, captivating and how.
And we've been building to this point.
And how impactful that he is as a lyricist. Where if he takes the time to write something about somebody else, everybody's like, hold up.
Yeah.
Because he did it with Control.
Yeah.
And Control's point was like, y'all better get y'all shit together because I'm coming.
Yeah. 6 years, 6 years later, it's having it all.
Even
over
the TDE cipher at the BET Awards, there was only one person he could have been talking about. No names.
Yeah. I put one foot in your ass.
Tuck the sister to rapper. Nothing's been the same since the drop Control. Tuck the sister to rapper back in his pajama clothes. Like, come on, bro. Like, that's. That's that.
See, ha ha! I'm bulletproof.
Yeah, type shit. So
high five.
the Metro and Drake beef. Let's start there, and work our way down.
Yeah, this was your thing,
right?
Because I didn't know about that until you told me about it.
So this goes back to What a Time to Be Alive for me. This is where it started for me. There's so much I want to say. Let me start by saying this.
Layers.
To the Drake diehard, to the stands.
Khalil.
That worship this man.
Khalil.
I said I was going to call him too. Future would have 1,000% been Future with or without Drake's consent.
Correct.
Now, I will say working with Drake sped that up.
Yeah, I mean,
of course, because Drake's
never going to harm your star power.
But like, people are saying, like, oh, the only number ones Future's had is with Drake, and the only top ten songs Rick Ross had was with Drake. And I'm like, okay, and what does that mean? Like, Drake, and I really believe he believes like they need him, and I just don't. Future drops Monster, Beast Mode, 56 Nights, Dirty Sprite 2 in the span of the summer.
I just got chills when you said it. So, yeah, that means he won.
He dropped Monster.
Yeah.
Beast Mode.
And
56 Nights.
Yeah.
Dirty Sprite 2.
And I want to.
In like five, six months.
Yeah, and look past this, okay? So, like, we're not talking about global fame.
Right.
We are talking about rap music. I'm talking, when you talk about like in the community of rap fans or hip hop themselves, when that moment happened, that's all people were talking about.
That was it.
Whether you liked it or not, that's what you heard.
Oh,
nonstop.
Oh, for a fact.
And What a Time to Be Alive. Future's run was so crazy. They was calling this nigga the next Wayne at this point. He could not miss. The first single, Fuck Up Some Commas. Every night we went to the house bar.
Yes.
We are hearing Fuck Up Some Commas.
Fuck Up Some Commas.
That shit was a glow. They were printing that shit on cups.
Y'all talking and t-shirts. About that. No, March Madness is probably like a Negro spiritual at this point.
Nah, facts.
No, because seriously, every TTP, any niggas know what I'm talking about. But any of them shits, bro, I don't have March Madness on my phone. But I could probably spit that shit bar for bar, word for word. Like,
look, Future's run was so crazy. The shit him and Metro were doing together. Mm-hmm. All those guys, 808 Mafia, Sunny Digital,
Esco,
all them. Drake had to come get a piece of that, bro. Like, he had to.
No, did he?
And I'm going to say you're right because. What are we talking about? We talking about the streets, right? I'm talking about the base level in the trenches fans, right? Not these global
pop
fans are like,
fans.
Drake is rap.
Yeah.
Like, I listen to rap.
Right.
I like Drake.
Type shit.
We're talking about, like, this was, like, gritty street music.
That was moving shit.
And he needed that level.
Yeah.
He needed that.
Something because, to tie him back.
Because this was the thing at the point in time where people were like, Drake, you're not even a real rapper.
Nothing was the same He was between Nothing Was like, the Same. Yeah, and,
like you like you're a pop star, this. Brother. Yeah. So he, you know how he does. He navigates the game. He's a master navigator. So he was like, "Who can I
because team up with?" He really makes it to where again, the people Migos,
four bats,
whoever it is,
yeah, shit crazy.
Make they you know Drake's the biggest thing smoking. Of course, I'm gonna get on the record with Drake.
Yeah,
the illusion is there that we need him and he wants to fuck with me. Hell yeah, but at that time for Future. He didn't need that. You know what I'm saying?
No, he had just dropped Dirty Spray too.
Drake came in there on some.
He was going to do it regardless.
Yeah, I want to get in there and cook up with you guys and da-da-da-da. Then here comes the tours and where your ass was at and all that other shit. Like, you know, they're building a strong rapport. Like, okay, hey. And not for nothing, we talk about the big three. If that's the case, Future is definitely four.
I mean, Future has to be in the conversation.
He's in the conversation.
Because of, like...
Impact.
Alone. There's... You don't... Like, that...
Future got a Braun run. Yeah.
21 Savage got on, I think, Academics Podcast. Yeah. Him and his manager. And he told this nigga straight up, there are some niggas that you can't tell them Drake is bigger than Future. Like, they won't, it don't register it to them register, that way.
Yeah.
And this is kind of like the same thing, like, at a point in time when I was going back to Jackson, and I was like, y'all, Kanye is, like, the best artist ever. And I was like, nigga, but Jeezy album just dropped, bro. What are you talking about? Like, when you, having the streets is a whole different thing than, like, that mainstream pop.
Jeezy had that shit on lock at that time.
Type shit. You
and
know
I'm
what I'm saying?
And I'm going to be real with you. Like, exactly that. If you have the essence of something, that's really what it is because that's what's going to carry out to somebody emulating you, like, you know, the Koreans doing the R&B
type
and
shit.
But that's what happens. If you have ground level, it can only go up.
Because numbers are a skewed stat, right? Yeah. Because if you're a megastar, you do a mega numbers, I mean, because everybody listens to you.
Of course.
But you also.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So you're being played in targets and shit.
But you're getting pushed.
Yeah. But that's because you're just a mega. What I'm saying, we talking about in the trenches. Like, bro, Jeezy was, if you in the South, Jeezy was fucking everywhere, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't go one street without someone bumping that shit in the car. There was one car bumping it somewhere.
Yeah. That's the essence.
And that's what we mean when we say that went triple platinum in the hood.
Yeah.
Because, like, when you're out, like, just on a regular day.
Yeah, like that Hulk Hogan clip, like when Gal Hunter's on the table. He didn't even let it.
He let that bitch run for 20 seconds and ran that bitch back.
Jeezy was and infectious, I love it, bro. Infectious.
And I love it. Why get Rudy? Why get KFC when I can get Rudy's?
Every day. OG Rudy's.
So, like, and that is what Future did for the modern era of this stuff. He kind of brought back that
essence.
And honestly, you wouldn't have 21 Savage without that. You wouldn't have the people that... And 21 Savage has a fucking nasty-ass run. Yeah. But it wouldn't be here without that.
Yeah,
but
you need Future.
When, nah, for sure.
And then, did 21 Savage need Drake? No.
No. Nah, hell nah.
No, he didn't need him.
No, it made it more likable.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's just because it was paired with Drake. But,
yeah.
It was one of those things.
I like eating chicken with rice all the time.
Yeah. That was one of the ones I just didn't see coming.
Right.
Right. But, like, he didn't need it. He didn't need it, though. Like, because 21 Savage, like, his rebrand was already nuts enough.
Yeah.
When he coming back to do a lot with J. Cole, and you're like, you're like,
you win a Grammy out that shit.
And you're like, oh, like, 21 Savage could actually rap.
Then,
like,
you take the fucking Grammy to the hood and you shoot a video for one of my favorite songs, Running. Take the Grammy Back in the Hood for the video for Running. Like, Morgan Freeman's narrating your album, bro. Like,
what else can I say?
Come on, bro. Like,
what else can I do?
You didn't you didn't really need anything. It's just, it's complimentary. Additive. It's complimentary.
Right.
It's like, you could, why not?
So
why not?
Just another check in the box.
Yeah, so like, why not?
So to go back to the Metro and Drake beef,
yeah,
I 1,000,000,000% believe that their beef is over a woman. 100%. Pillow talking. That's how that go. Future. Now they're saying Future and Drake shit is over a girl that work at like Booby Trap or some shit in Atlanta, and she came and spoke her piece. Which, again, if you saw this woman, and I think a lot of, I think
she fine.
She okay, but it's like five. You could go look. I know I said this about a lot of women. Like, you could go find that at the outlets right now, because we live in Texas.
Nah,
we see
yeah.
a lot of bad women constantly. Like, it's almost, you can't, like, dog, you can't go from Kroger to Sonic next door without seeing a bad woman.
Nigga, driving, you know, bro. Driving.
Yeah, like, bad women are everywhere out here. So a woman like that to us, somebody says she's a Dallas 7. I think wow. that's a little bit too much credit.
I ain't, bro.
It's some bad bitches out here.
No. You're correct. All right, okay, no, okay, I understand exactly. And okay, this is okay, where we're bad. No, we're getting into that bag now. Listen, what I'm saying is, she's very attractive, yes. But the thing is, somebody, I don't know who said it, bro, but it's like getting into those rooms. Bro, what are you looking at, bro?
My coworker just sent me a video of her dog pulling her ponytail. That's fucking,
oh no, that's crazy.
Well, we're on the show, bro.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
Get back on topic.
But what I'm trying to say is, it's just because if you can get in some of those rooms, of course you're going to be the baddest thing in there because you in that room.
Yeah.
Just think if you could, niggas not checking the nosebleeds to see the bad bitches up there that barely could come here or with they niggas or whatever.
Yeah, type shit.
They in the nosebleeds. Niggas not looking up there, but just to think, if you would really dig and dive into like our city or any other city.
Mm-hmm.
There are some beautiful women.
I bet Oklahoma got a lot of bad bitches, too.
No, sir.
I feel like they're forgotten about, like, city. Like, nobody, no, or state, no, nobody
sir.
Talk about Oklahoma.
No, sir.
I know they out there.
No, sir.
I'm going.
KD tried to hit at my cousin. She is not a, I'm not even trying to be on that redneck shit, but she is not one of them. I'm sorry, Brianna, but you are not one.
Oh,
KD saw you and was just like, hey, y'all was at Hooters. Anywho, what I'm trying to say
Shout out to Hooters.
What I'm trying to say is, nah, Oklahoma's not one of them. But all I'm saying is, nobody's looking in the nosebleeds. You're not digging for diamonds when it's not in front of you. It's just like, when you see it, oh yeah, that's you it.
Yeah.
Because out of everybody in this room, I want that.
Nah, bro. I mean,
You're not digging, bro.
I get it.
It's like with music. If you acting like, oh, ain't nothing but mumble rap out here.
Yeah.
No, you're just not looking for the music. If yeah. you're looking for it, yeah, you're going to find what you're looking for.
I'm just saying, that girl, that's
she
not
cool.
A girl.
Nah, she cool.
Yeah, it's nobody
nah, she
to
cool,
find.
But I know her box is crazy.
I don't even think that's,
nah, I think it's crazy. I think it's crazy.
I mean,
I think it's crazy.
Either way.
I think it's crazy.
Like I was telling Don on the way here, though, that when Pusha T was in his moment with Drake, he said something that registered with me, and like he said that all this shit is about real estate, like the game itself. So it's like,
oh yeah, you're right. No, for sure.
How much of this can I obtain? Who do I got to knock over to get it? Who do I got to befriend to keep it? All that shit. And you know,
I think it's playing towards people's egos at that point.
That's all this shit is, bro.
I think it is, yeah.
All this shit is masculinity, ego. That's all it is.
I think Jeff T said some shit like that because niggas are fans of these bitches. And what he mean by that is,
I know what he mean.
Yeah, he's just like, oh, if you can fuck that, if you fucking him, I already know for a fact you fucking with me. Let me see if I can try. I think it's more of a, like, it's a pissing contest. And that's just with men in general. So I think that's what it was. And since somebody's feelings got hurt, I don't know who feelings got hurt, but I know it was Drake.
All them niggas' feelings hurt.
No, I know it was Drake. And then with Metro, him too.
It's genuinely weird. The only one whose feelings truly might not be hurt is Future.
Like, yeah, bro. He said, I got 60 naked bitches.
No exaggeration.
No exaggeration. Bro, that is so insane to me because sometimes I am not going down there. It's just what I'm saying is I see my lady and I'd be like, damn, if I had 60 clones of my lady, I would have been like, yeah, I'm really him. It don't matter. I'm really that guy.
I feel like I'm him if I get a girl to DoorDash me some food. So just imagine.
Just having 60 naked clones of the same woman is crazy. Like, bro.
Nah, Future really my spirit animal, bro.
Nah, he really can't be mine.
He really is. I just don't let that dog out the cage. Because I know it's going to set me back.
Nah, because it'd be put in the pet cemetery.
Nah.
Nigga, bum!
The one thing about Future, though, is that for me.
What's that?
He's too old for this shit.
Oh, yeah, he's what, 42, 3?
Yeah, he's in his 40s, bro.
Well, really don't matter. It don't really matter at this point. Future cool as fuck.
I told him I'm back on my bachelor. What, you know, that's my shit, dog.
I know.
That's my shit.
Look, I've been, just for me.
Yeah, Future speak to me on...
Because I want to see some growth, people.
Oh, no. I don't want to see... I want Future to be 85 Future, years old.
Bro,
still
Future gives me hope that you could still be so cool at 60.
He's your Cameron.
Yeah, pretty much.
But even Cameron had growth, bruh.
He did.
Yeah, Cameron got old, though.
Exactly.
But no, I know what you're saying, but what I'm saying is...
They're not that
You see,
different.
Future looked like he was still in 2007.
But it's hard, like, when you, like...
He's still that
nigga,
bro.
Future's still as hot as fish grease right now,
He's
though.
Bron, bro.
I didn't say...
He LeBron.
Say he so, you gonna be... I just...
You got to be visible. Okay.
I'll take it back.
The disc comes out. The album, y'all like the album?
It's okay, bro.
The album's lackluster for me. I feel like Metro is being super lazy with the beats, but that's just me. That's me.
Cool.
I like Type Shit so much. Those are the only two songs I listen to.
Nah, Slime In was my shit.
Look, Type Shit get me on a different type of time, nigga.
I like Type Shit,
especially
though.
With Cardi girl. I ain't even smiled around this bitch. I said, God damn, this nigga can't miss, bro.
Yes, he can.
Cardi has not, bro, since 2024 started. He has not
since
missed.
Evil Jordan.
So you like the song with him and Camila Cabello?
Okay, that just came out, since. And even that's still kind of tight.
It's not.
That nigga folded a verse and he had the video. Like, she was like, "Bitch, you just want my aura on this song. Cool. I'm not finna give you no effort, and I'm still in this fucking video."
And he robbed a streamer. Shout out to Cardi, yo, bro.
Fuck you, Aiden.
Bro,
Ross,
he robbed.
We on the phone with Casanet over here, nigga.
Bro, he robbed the streamer RDC. Just cause.
He didn't rob the streamer. He robbed Kick. Kick paid for it.
Well, still, he didn't do nothing. It could have been anybody. He MF Doom that shit.
Nigga said, I want to thank all my fans.
MF Doom that shit.
I want to thank all my fans.
We don't even know if that was Cardi. Yeah, somebody could have just ran.
They said the day he the day he left Aiden Stream is the day they shot the video for Type Shit. So like he left there to go shoot the video. Mind you, this is Grammy night too.
With the briefcase.
Him and Travis just did the Grammys. You go to Aiden shit, contractually obligated to be there. I don't know how long it was, like a minute. Yeah, he went there long, like 5 minutes.
And took the bag and left.
Went to go do a Future music video, turn up these fucking thoughts. Fuck all these hoes and thoughts. All these bitches are hot. Come on, dog. You robbed on this nigga snapping on my soul, bro. Yeah, but anyways.
That's your guy. I don't like Cardi, but
let's get back to the really what intriguing about it's my infatuation with Cardi. Ridge put me on Cardi. He was like, bro, this guy's, he didn't say nigga, but he said, he's like,
he did it.
I swear to God, he did it. He was like, bro, you don't fuck with Cardi, bro? Die Lit and all this shit. I'm like, I mean, I like the.
No, wait, what? Die Lit was what you were on, what you made you fuck with Cardi?
Yeah.
You didn't like the Fetty on Fetty, the Maxo Cream run?
I wasn't a big fan, no.
The left-right bitch with Lil Uzi? Nah, Cardi was really running shit for a while.
Yeah, I didn't get on to, like, the album where he jumping and flipping off the stage. And, yeah, I didn't start fucking with him until then.
I have nothing.
Hey, but you got to think where I was at my time. I'm a little bit older than you, so that music was resonating more.
You right, because I was really big into SoundCloud, but damn,
yeah, I wasn't
bro.
That big. I was, like, finding...
Not for the people? I do this shit for the people. When he was rapping with Eternal, the nigga in the wheelchair with... Wow.
Only thing I know in a wheelchair is Terry.
Put it in reverse, Terry.
Anyways, so...
Damn, for real?
I'm being dead ass. How do y'all feel about the beef? J. Cole, Drake, are they going to respond? It's been 5 days.
J. Cole will.
Drake has been making Instagram posts.
What he said.
J. Cole will.
How do you think he's approaching it?
He got on that Cameron beat. That nigga's about to really spit. He really about to shit.
They said that was that's old or something.
That's old?
Like, that's not his response.
Yeah, dog. It'll be he's gonna make a record. He's gonna do it on wax.
Remember, he's doing Dreamfest.
He hasn't said nothing. Mm-hmm. So that means to me he loading up right now.
And he's doing the dream build.
J. Cole ain't gonna say nothing. He gonna drop and let the record speak.
What about Drake? What about Aubrey?
It'll be like months from now, and then no one's gonna give a fuck anymore.
His stance is with the IG captions. He's being the holier than thou when he
and he goes to some. I know it's been a while, but I had to get my mind correct.
I just can't see him publicly taking two L's without responding. Really, three if you count Joe Budden.
No, I can see him doing that just so he can be postured into a situation where it'll work out for him.
Yeah, because
he's done this shit before.
With Push. He didn't respond. Bro, to Push.
I wasn't hiding the world. I was hiding the world from my kid. He literally just switched it back, and everybody was just like, bro, Drake is the realest. And I'm like, nigga, no, he's not. Yeah. That nigga came at him, pause, no Diddy. And he didn't respond, and then he came out with this soft shit.
Look, I never respected Drake for
so you were hiding a child
for kicking.
Yeah, you were hiding a child, nigga. With funny. A prostitute. She on Pornhub.
You know, Cudi was in the Cudi at this time when Drake had dropped Two Birds, One Stone. He was dissing Cudi and I guess Ye or Push. No, it was Cudi and I know he's dissing Cudi. I don't know who the other person was. I can't remember. Maybe Push, but Cudi had checked himself into.
Rehab?
Like, yeah, because what he was going through, and Cudi was like saying shit to my face, bitch. Like they were having a Twitter battle about it, and somebody was like, "It'll be funny as fuck if Cudi was tweeting this shit with a hospital gown on his ass Jesus, trying to be tough or whatever." Yeah. That shit funny, but you know, Drake attacks who he knows, like Kanye. When he started going at Kanye, Kanye's not.
He going through a divorce.
In the right mind.
Missing his kids.
To do that.
Yeah.
Cudi wasn't in the right mindset to do that. Meek, I really, like, that back-to-back shit was kind of like a phenomenon, actually. I mean, he almost won a Grammy off of that or some shit. It was a big thing. I just wasn't. Even the common shit to me was, like, true essence hip-hop. Like, common said something about me, I'm going to say something back.
It was super cynical too.
Like even. that verse was fire. Like I love Common. I love Common
with the Drake. Toronto Jays like beating them in the World Series for the Phillies. That shit was crazy, bro. Like like it was all calculated.
Yeah,
it's funny when the guys start acting like the bras. Yeah,
yeah, he was. Yeah, he snapped on.
I think Drake only resonates.
I'd have beefed up with Serena Williams too, though. You know,
nah, for sure. So, that ass crazy. And
just for
so she, valid.
Just for her to end up marrying a white man.
However, Common didn't have. Common didn't have that one good line though. You Canada Dry.
Yeah, I didn't like that one.
And then he also said, I am talking about Drake.
Yeah, I said my name, bitch. Yeah, he called him a bitch.
Yeah.
Shout out to Common.
Interesting time.
Anyways, I feel like now one of these niggas going to respond.
J. Cole will, for sure.
It's been
J. Cole will. After Dreamville, I swear to God, the Dreamville
and
Fest.
Here's another factor that I keep seeing niggas say. Drake is battle tested. Nigga, Kendrick came up battle rapping. Y'all don't know this nigga history, bro. Y'all just regurgitate the same fucking 5-6 facts about somebody and use that as gospel. But and then I saw a nigga say, Drake speak to the streets. I've never seen or heard a Kendrick song when he speak to the streets. I was like, he's from fucking Compton, bro. What are y'all talking about on Twitter?
No, but
this shit pisses me off.
But you can't get mad at people who just, like you said, regurgitate information just because that's the first thing that they find.
Vice to Compton.
No, nigga, with L,
blood.
With L and shit. Yeah, with his homeboy L and shit. Yeah, no. You're right, bro, but you gotta remember, people don't do a lot of digging because what people do, they'll shit on something without really even hearing it.
Yeah, that's
true. They'll troll something that they don't know nothing about.
Like, yeah, because they
kids suck.
They'll hear that one song where he's like off the Pimp a Butterfly where he was like, baby.
Bro, and it's just like
and they're like, this shit don't bump. It's not supposed to.
It's a whole project that you're listening to, and it's crazy to me because I feel like.
But they're he didn't even make damn though.
I'm about to hit that 30 mark, and I feel exactly how people really be saying, like, bro, y'all niggas suck. And I get where the old heads were feeling about how the mumble rap is. I feel that now because it's just like you're not even taking the time out to even give it a try.
Yeah.
And it's not even about you giving it a try. This is your time to critique and really figure out if this shit sucks,
yeah,
or if it's good. Yeah. Even if you don't like it, you can be like, okay, at least I, you know, not regurgitated, but really got my own
opinion. Yeah, I have my own opinion. Right. That's what it's all about, bro.
Nobody has their own opinion.
Nobody.
Speaking of that shit.
Nobody, crazy. I feel like, who's of age and is conscious enough can sit and listen to Mr. Morale and say that album was not compelling. It might not be for you.
That shit was great.
But to say that it's not good, a piece of good art, is just hating. It might not be for you. But I can say, like,
that nigga got an actor rapping.
Oh, the chick.
Nah, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah.
Bro, that, I love that song so much just because it was really art.
I wonder who did the "You really need to go to therapy." I wonder who that was. That his wife, for real?
I thought that was her. I don't know. I thought that was somebody that was like important in his life that did.
It might
that.
Be. I don't know.
But no, it was really good. Even with the tap dancing,
yeah.
How I took that shit.
That tap dancing shit was fire.
Listen, how I took that shit was more like when you hear somebody tap dancing, you know, the nigga taking the check, like, I gotta get this money because it's right there. Mm. Why not take that money? That's you dancing for somebody.
I took the tap dancing to stop dancing around the subject and really address it.
No, you're right. Yeah. But my thing is, it's just like, because I have these home, like, things, like, even with my job and how I'm taking in certain, like, information. And I'm like, sometimes I feel like I'm cooning, but I'm really not. But it's just, that's what it feel like. I'm dancing around some shit just because of, for a check.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, damn. I'm not really putting my full self into something, but I'm really have to be conservative because just because you want to put your full self into something, you can't really do that.
That's why, if we're going to get on that, this is a perfect segue, I guess. You don't do it for the company. You do it for your team.
Once you get to for facts. Point. Yeah, for facts.
It's the people you build a relationship with. Like, you sacrifice yourself for them, not for the sake of the company. You could walk away from that company, but you with these people 8 hours a day. You with them more than your parents, your girl, your friends, your dog, everything. So it's like you build these bonds with these people, and you will want to lay it on the line for the right people. It ain't going to be everybody. I was just having this conversation. We had this conversation last pod when my coworker was here, and I was having it yesterday with them again, like, you only go and work hard for someone
you fuck with.
And that is reciprocated as well.
Synergy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. But ultimately, though, where I'm at with this shit is Kendrick is the boogeyman until otherwise. The only rapper that has came back and said anything to this man without it being connected to control is my motherfucking dog, Big Sean. Let's give it up for him, folks.
I
do like the new record, though.
I can't even clap because
I like both the records. I like the records he did on the
I didn't even listen
the
to
drop.
It. Oh, yeah. I forgot about I like that. I was talking about because it came out the same day.
He
can never have
sampled the Pop in My Collar. His birthday. Just that I was that sample.
I saw some clips from his Tiny Desk, too.
They said that I didn't watch it yet, but they said it. Like
they said he had like a lot of applause. Yeah, people said they fucked with
those ones, bro.
Because I saw the clip where he was talking about like being from the blog era. I saw the clip and I saw him doing one of the tracks, but
Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay.
Yeah,
one of the singers was on like his deacon board for his church and the praise team.
Uh huh.
And the church basically kicked him out once they saw he was on Tiny Desk with Big Sean.
That's gross.
Yeah,
but you know how that is. That you know.
Yeah,
how that
politics. Gross. Politics. You can have the pastor ask for all the money and fuck on whoever wife, but don't be great. Singing. What's the word? Secular music.
Yeah, secular.
Secular. I said secular.
Yeah, Tasha said that one time. She was like, "I don't really listen to non secular music." I was like, "What?"
non-sex. So, like, what we listen to.
Yeah. Oh, nah, I was like, what did you just say to me?
No. Nah. Tasha's cool, though.
I know, but she was like, I don't really listen to it. Like, at that time, she was, like, really big in the church. So, I was like, so I was like, so you only listen to gospel music? I was like, man, the vibes are off, huh?
That shit sucks.
I've been putting her on, though.
Oh, that's cool. But, Tasha's cool, though.
I just remember when she said it, I was like, bro, what?
And it's really cool that, like, you can put her on the music because helps them get closer to her, you know, her kids, for real. Because if you get, like, to the point where your brain gets, like, segregated just to one thing, bro, you're literally, like, just dead weight.
You're limiting your creativity.
Bro, you're dead weight. You can't connect to nobody.
Yeah.
Just think how many people you know who listen to just gospel, and then you have a conversation with them, and it's just like... You can't.
Oh, brother, what's that? Brother, ew. I look.
Brother, ew.
So I'm going to go back to this Diddy shit. It's funny. I think I already told Dawn.
We meet in the middle. We did it.
I told you.
We did it.
I saw that Diddy's sons got arrested, and me and Dawn started texting. I was like, bro. Because you text me. He was like, dog. He left his kids, bro. Left
his kids.
I was like, that shit kind of broke my heart. Because to the outside looking in, it was like he took them everywhere. They was always together. It was like a really dope father-son relationship. Diddy almost killed the coach because he wouldn't let his son play or whatever. Remember, he was going to take the – you saw the picture? He had the nigga on the car, hemmed up. He had like the kettlebell thing. Finna smash this nigga head in. But anyways.
Justin wasn't good enough, but anywho.
I was like, bro.
He wasn't.
That shit blew me, right? So I went downstairs. Diddy. Pause. God damn it.
You good. No Diddy.
So I went downstairs. I was like, hey, Pops, say you broke the law and it was coming for you. And would you just leave us? He said, all y'all. Look, but it made me so sick. Because, like, he wasn't facing me when he said it. He was sitting in the bed, but it was his back was to me. So I was like, dad, if this Diddy shit happened to you, would you leave us? He said, oh, y'all. He didn't even turn around. I bust out laughing.
He didn't even acknowledge me.
And before y'all see us on camera, just think about Chris with gray dreads, balding, like literally just the Kimbo Slice shit, and just say, oh, y'all. Just think of that shit, because that's what I'm thinking about, because that nigga Mr. Minor is crazy.
I said, damn, daddy.
Mr. Minor crazy, bro. Bro, remember when he gave us that speech about you? Oh my god!
Wait, what? Oh yeah.
Bro, he said you can't be.
This nigga wild, bro. Wild. Yeah, nah, you wild.
Because your dad crazy, bro. Because
different time, different era.
No, your dad reminds me of my dad. That's what makes it cool. That's why
I had some Kim about says he's every right. To move how he moves. Oh yeah, how y'all feel about people also coming and saying Kendrick can't come out and stomp his or beat his chest because he disappears all the time in between albums?
Nigga, that's life. Nigga, I don't get mad at you because you disappear on me.
Look, if you look at it from different, like if you hear for the hits and then the recognition, like the name. You have to do that, right? You have to put out every song. But if you're making, like, if you're an artist like Kendrick, Kanye, and them, they make an album, they go experience some more life, then make another album.
Exactly.
Because every single one is, like, a different point in their lives. Like,
yeah.
Good Kid, Mad City was basically telling us his childhood and how he, and then, like, this moment in time. So, Butterfly doesn't sound shit like that.
No.
And that was a very... like
experimental
artsy fartsy
pro black, like very like message heavy album. Then you get Damn,
when he really dropping his nuts, which is on people,
which was designed to play backwards and forwards because it's the process of life and death, because it was supposed to be called What Happens on Earth Stays on Earth. That's what the original title was supposed to be. Ain't Nobody Praying For Me. So, and then we get,
I'm gonna listen to that album.
And then we get, I mean, Black Panther's the movie, so yeah. I mean, but even crafting that, it didn't sound like just a normal movie soundtrack. But then Untitled Unmastered, just it's just the songs
that throwaways.
They didn't make
great.
Get Top on the Phone.
And then you get Mr. Round Big Steppers, which was a pretty big gap. Yeah. But that's him experiencing fatherhood, life, like sadness, like just living and then being a like just being in
open, accepting.
What are we paying for, bro? Do you want the same bullshit or do you want somebody's experience?
We're not paying anymore.
I don't
we're paying for
I don't see people complaining about Frank Ocean though.
Nobody wants that. We want an experience, bro.
Because because he gave us Channel Orange, and then when he dropped Blonde, we're like, take your time, Pastor. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't going to be lying. I like the Stairway, that Stairway shit, bro, that music video album.
Yeah.
He got, it's called Alabama something, and it's just like, I cry to that shit every time.
But that's what some people have to do.
Yeah.
Right? But
I just found out that the dude Frank Ocean was dating is a Hispanic guy, and he is a singer, and he's fucking great.
Really?
Allegedly. It's Tumblr, TikTok shit. Allegedly, he was dating this guy, and Frank cheated on him with a girl.
Wow.
And, good for him.
Well, but,
I mean.
But, I mean, that's just how you can't. Everybody has a different process, and that just. He goes and lives life, and he comes back and gives us that on wax. And I don't know, like, his music process is probably super weird. I mean, Schoolboy Q took forever to drop.
Yeah,
just Lil now.
This is crazy. Yeah,
he just dropped, but the normal artist doesn't just drop all the time.
People, Drake.
Bring it back to what Miles said. That shit, fast food music.
Hold on, but even it's look, fast if, food if you music. Wanna, let's just do this, okay? If you want to talk about Drake, okay, like even that, like he might drop a song, right? I'm talking about like if we talk about like. Like actual like albums, right? Like coming back and dropping albums, right? Let's see. Thank Me Later was 2010. Take Care was a year later. Mm-hmm. But then he had a 2-year gap to Nothing Was the Same. Then a 3-year gap to Views. Mm-hmm. Then 2-year gap for Scorpion. 3-year gap for Certified Lover Boy. Then it's been a year since. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying, look, you got 2 and 3 years here and there. That's what happens.
Yeah.
That is what happens, like, regardless
of... what happens,
but even in that, if, you can make an argument, even for those gaps, Drake still was doing hella features.
Yeah, of course. But see, look, Section 80, 2011, Good Kid, M.A.A.D City, 2012, Pimp a Butterfly, 2015, Damn is 2017. He's on the same cadence. Trajectory, and then the only one that was long was Mr. Round, the Big Steppers, because you had all the other in between, though. You had Black Panther...
And even though that shit was crazy. But what all I'm trying to say is, bro, like, even if you're not like these guys that are sitting across from me, bro, you want something different. You want something to dive into. You want something to feel connected to. Like, you really want to hear something that's not the same shit.
I don't know if I would want Kendrick to drop that often.
Like, why?
I kind of like this. Cause because I do get the Drake features and Future and shit like, and then when I'm ready for like, the meaty, pause, like the real it's basically appetizers and when the entree come along I'm like, oh, I'm ready for this shit, you know, like I'm ready to go.
I just feel like if you're a consumer of anything, bro, you don't want the same bullshit being put out to you. Cause if you want an experience of that. Just go to work.
Only one of these niggas got a Pulitzer Prize for their literary works on a fucking album, so I don't really...
And that's Mr. Kendrick.
Yeah. As much as y'all talk about these numbers and shit like that, when it comes to the art, look who's truly being recognized for the art.
And I think what that is, bro, Jay-Z. Niggas like to argue. Niggas like to be right. Oh, yeah. I think it's one of those things where we don't appreciate... the body of work of somebody. Like, I'll be real with you. I've been watching, like, because I've been on PTO for a minute since Wednesday, and I was watching, like, Mitch Richmond play basketball. Number 2, he played for Sacramento Kings. And I'm not comparing him to LeBron. Why? Because it's Mitch Richmond. He was part of TMC. Let's appreciate what we're seeing and like really enjoy it instead of trying to prove the next person wrong and being like, hey, this nigga sucked because of this and I'm proving you wrong just to shut you up. Mm. I don't want to feel great. I want to be in the moment.
Yeah. Cause the fact of the matter is if you have anything to say about an NBA player, you played, they will bust your ass.
For a fact.
Any of them.
Don't matter who it is.
They will bust your ass. You know, because you know how hard it is to even make it to that motherfucker?
It's 400 of them niggas every year. And 400 of them niggas, at least 263 of them are the same nigga that was from last year and the year prior. Get the fuck out of here.
You see people that are, you think are hooping, and then you see them in the G League because they still got development to do. It's crazy. And even anybody in the G League will bust your ass.
Bro, it just don't make sense because if you love something, bro, just appreciate it. Absolutely. Bro. Anything, just appreciate
anything,
it.
Movies, all that.
Games.
Because these things take time. Great things take time.
That's a fact.
So, like, you got to let things marinate. Marvel found that out. So, like.
Oh, no, for sure.
Because you can't just pop these things out, like, half-baked. So. Yeah, I mean, but speaking of basketball, have you listened to the JJ Redick and LeBron shit?
Listen, I've been, Friday is tomorrow, and I was going to clean up more of the house and listen to that shit because, bro, I was listening to a snippet of it. It was like 10 minutes, and I'm just like, bro.
I have never heard shit like this.
Why?
Because they're.
Chris,
it's LeBron James and JJ Redick
crying because
they're actually talking like it's not just like oh he scored 50 points a game because of XYZ. They're literally going into actual the DNA of basketball plays. Like they're talking about post splits and
I hate how drunk I am because I might start crying because listen, bro, what I'm trying to tell you is, bro, because listen, because they're breaking the game down to the point where it's just like. This is why this is happening. This is why this is working. This is why I'm great. This is why this set is perfect. It's just because, bro, we don't see the game
don't see
like
none
that.
Of this, yeah.
We don't see the game. We see numbers. We have people influencing us. But when Bron was talking about like a fucking like, Bron was talking about a play where he would like inbound. And I'm sitting to myself like, I would never be that great.
I'm not laughing at you, bro.
You good, bro, but I'm fucking up fucked up because I'm just like, bro, listen, Chris, because I could never be that great.
I understand, bro.
And it's like you breaking down music. Sometimes when I hear you and Dalton talk about music and I really try to sit there and keep it up,
it's like
I can't. But when LeBron was talking about basketball and seeing why certain things were happening, and I was just like, even if I felt as good on a good day and feel like I could be this nigga, I can work hard.
You got to do it every day.
I can never be in that position to
just
do
a slight
that.
Pause right quick. Rihanna's teasing something 4/1/24. So
she ain't
everybody
doing
deal
shit.
With
she fuck any bitch, shit. I don't
4/1/24. Okay, but go back
she
to your.
She a billionaire. Nah, all I'm saying is it's just like to really appreciate art. On that level from the greatest mind of basketball and to hear it like this nigga was talking about like a coach really told me to go one-on-one with somebody and I was just like what's the point of doing that when I know somebody's gonna make a bad cut when I can get this when I can get that and I just really sit to myself as like he's seeing that shit in a half a second.
Yeah,
with lights flashing, people talking shit. He knows what he's going into. And it's just like, bro, to be that great.
Yeah.
And it's not because he's LeBron, not because he's better than Jordan. It's just to make decisions on that level at that time when there's literally a million people watching you on a daily basis.
Yeah.
I couldn't be that great. Yeah. I couldn't be a super nigga.
But they break the game down, Chris. Like, so if you just watch any clip, and it's just like the way they did, like they'll break down like a whole like what did you do in this 3 second play, and he'll break down like his thought process. I knew Draymond was gonna be over here, so I did this and this, and then JJ Redick will come back with some like insane stat line that he
nigga
found.
And they drew it up, bro. They were literally drawing up the plays on a clipboard, and I was just like, bro, I couldn't work that hard. I didn't think that far ahead.
I feel where you're coming from, though, on a real level, though. Like
as you being a music guy,
yeah, I'll
really
sit down and try to like chop, testify. the way Kanye did, and I get frustrated because the way he had to chop that sample. So it's like,
Why would he think that way?
Yeah, I can go through the steps. I can know how to put the ball in the hoop, but like, all the steps that took LeBron to get that ball in the hoop is what they're basically.
Literally, why
didn't do five beats a day for three summers?
Yeah,
type why shit. Did he do it this way? Yeah. And then when he tells you why, and you're just like, I can't think that far ahead.
I'm not gonna hold you. I haven't been watching basketball at all. I just see the clips on Twitter.
That's cool though.
That nigga cool. Anthony Edwards is a fucking problem, bro.
Absolutely.
He did the pivot shit.
He getting away with a lot of shit because that was travel.
It was travel. I don't give a fuck, nigga. He still made the room. He didn't lay it up. He stepped back.
No, you good. Like, yeah. But, you good. Yeah. Nah, for real.
In order to do that, he did that shit six times and made the space to do the fade.
G.G. Jackson, though?
Right in that nigga eye, bro.
Bro, yes. That shit dog, crazy, just bro. Last night.
The boy's bad.
Anthony Davis did a double. He double pump blocked in the air yesterday. So, the guy with the first shot, the first block didn't connect. So he's still in the air and still gets the block off. I'm like, bro, what the fuck?
So you
Hey. Did that Clippers in what was that Detroit game?
It was Clippers and the Sixers.
Oh yeah, Sixers. The Kelly Oubre.
So I put it like this.
Say his name right, by the way.
So I put it like this, bro, and that's what happens, and it's just like you never want to put yourself in a situation where the refs have to call the game for you.
Absolutely not.
You never want to be in that position.
You'll never win.
But that's the thing, though, and that's why I don't realize why people, like, talk the shit that they talk. Do you just want to be right? Do you just want to feel good about yourself? Do you want to be Skip Bayless, nigga? Like, Water Pistol Pete Jr.? Nigga, enjoy what you're seeing because Zion playing great basketball. Anthony Edwards playing great basketball. LeBron doing the same shit. And just to think, bro, we're going to see a LaMelo, Ja Morant next year. Like
Luka and
Kyrie. Bro, we're seeing.
Mavericks are balling right now.
We ain't going to talk about them. But since I found out about the information that I found out about. But anywho, all I'm saying is there's so much good that we see on a daily basis. Let's just appreciate it. We don't have to have an argument with somebody. Agree to disagree. Just, I don't know, just be happy about seeing the shit. Because, honestly, a lot of people aren't seeing this shit. Just be grateful that you can watch a basketball game and drink a fucking Heineken to it. I don't know. Niggas really be taking shit for granted, bro. You really, like, honestly, bro, people don't really understand that. Y'all really take life for granted, bro. Like, be blessed to have the problems that you have. For real.
Oh, damn, we went to a whole different thing.
Nah, I really be appreciative because my life is really, like, turning up right now. And it's just, like, be appreciative of every situation that you're in and really enjoy it, understand it, and take it in.
Yeah, Will Smith said in this recent interview, Bad Boys 4 about to drop, which I'm going to go see. I'm going to stop saying some bullshit about our black legends because we're losing them so, you know, often. Like, the fact that Martin and Will could even get this movie greenlit and made when so many people were shitting on the last one about how it wasn't good and this and that.
That shit, like, was cool.
I'm going to go support this movie. I don't give a fuck if these niggas fucking get a cat out of a tree. That's the whole thing for the movie. I'm gonna go support this. So anyways, they're doing their press for Bad Boys 4, and Will said this thing like, you know, we were watching film from the first movie, and him and Martin, and they were just talking about how, like, where they were at that time, the space they were in, and
very both super yeah high,
like yeah. at the highest level at that yeah, point right yeah, yeah, coming yeah. from TV going to the big screen. And Will was like, man, we just said to each other, well, Will said, you know, Will's like poetic and shit, he was like, I remember thinking back at that time, like, all the things I wanted to achieve and, like, all the dreams I had for later down the road. And he was like, that ain't the way to do it, man. You gotta appreciate the moment. Like, nah, I was living in my dream then. You know what I'm saying?
For
real. Of course, there's more to do and more to go get, but, like, appreciate the now. Like, we doing it right now type shit. Oh, I bit my tongue. We doing it right now type shit. And I was like, damn, bro. I feel like society, if we always get this deep poetic shit, but society makes it to where we you know, paycheck to paycheck, how we going to get this food, roof over our head, all that shit. We're living in it right now, bro. Like, niggas forget to do that, smell the flowers type shit.
Like, so like I tell y'all, every time y'all get off the phone with me, FaceTime me, I love y'all for real. And it's and it's no bullshit because I really mean that.
At this
that.
Point, we know that.
Now. No, what? Yeah. I'm letting them know because it's just like.
They know too.
It's not. It's dead ass, bro, because honestly, like, you hear stories, you see shit, and it's just like, damn, just tell somebody. Like, and the only reason why I'm talking like this is because my Aunt Kathy passed, and people don't understand that, like, literally, I have white family members, like, for real, for real. My Aunt Kathy was white, and she was my Uncle Scoonch's mom, and I have a whole white side of family, like, that's related to me, and people don't understand, like, bro, when I tell people I love them, that's real shit, and I really appreciate y'all. Y'all done turned up my life, and I really appreciate everything that y'all done for me, and I will do the same. But that's all that is. It's just like, when I say it, I mean it. That's it. It's just appreciate that shit, because you're sitting over here online thinking about what you can do or what you can't do or what hasn't happened for you. Man, it's just not your time yet. Just appreciate the time that you give.
Be prepared for the time. Your time. That's what you should be doing if your time hasn't came yet. Staying ready for the time that it comes.
That, and just appreciate it.
Appreciate the journey.
Just appreciate it, because we're going to be 70, 74, 75, and then, and God willing, if we can just get to the point where we're old as fuck, like dust, and we can still kind of have conversations and be cognizant enough to really be like, bro, remember that time where we did this? Or remember that time?
I'm going to tell them to chip me. Go ahead, load my conscience up.
Nah, I ain't gonna
do all, another body.
What, the Neuralink?
I'm out of here.
I ain't gonna do all that.
Did y'all see that guy?
The paralyzed. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the, like, first person with a Neuralink implant.
Stayed up 24 hours to beat a game or some shit with that Neuralink.
Nah, you gonna like that. Just put me in the ground, bro. I'm just gonna appreciate all. Hey,
if shit too uncertain, bro. And I know that's supposed to be life. Ooh, nigga, when I tell you I was going, I know we getting close to time, but when I tell you, I had to have a come to Jesus moment in the bed, like, coming off withdrawals because I couldn't get any drugs, bro. I was so hurt. And I was thinking, like, why would God give me free will? I'm being dead ass. That was like a real thought. I was like, why would he leave it up to me to make my life like that?
Because this is an experience, nigga.
I said,
you are God.
But the conclusion that I came down to is, it's not about the will. It's about the choice.
Right.
Like, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Nah, for sure.
If you are willing to deal with these consequences.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. Yeah, do whatever the fuck you want, nigga. But a day's gonna come when you have to pay the piper, nigga. And that's all I'm gonna say on that.
I feel like we're all leading on that same. We're doing that same shit. It's just like,
that was in the movie. I'm sorry. What movie was that?
It was Barry Mordo.
No, that
Strange.
Was.
It was Doctor Strange.
Yeah, you're right. But I was thinking about Lou Young. He would have did. He would have said some shit like that in one of his skits. The bill comes due. I was thinking about. I was texting this girl last night. And I was
he played for the Panthers, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Nah, Lou was a dog, though.
He was on the Super Bowl team.
I was texting this girl. I was like, yeah, I got me some wine. I got me a little powder, blah, blah, blah. She was like the banana. She texted me, and I swear to God, I didn't know I told her this. Because she's not a movie buff, so she wouldn't have known this had I not told her. But I was like, I was like, yeah, I got me a little powder, whatever. Got a little wine. I'm going to chill out tonight. She was like, oh, the banana boats are coming. I died fucking laughing, bro. Because I called her after I was like, bro, why the fuck did you just say that? Because Denzel said that shit in Flight.
Yeah.
Like, the banana boats are coming. I know. I was like, bro, that fucking crazy. Shout out to her for paying attention.
Yeah, you really are Denzel for Flight.
Oh, God.
You wild boy.
Hey, nah, real shit. Because that nigga used to get fucked up before flying the planes. Like, he had so much.
Said, I was drunk then, and I'm drunk now.
No, you suck dick. I'm just an addict. You suck dick for money. He was going crazy.
And then when he went to visit his co-pilot at the hospital, he was like, appreciate you saving my life, but you going to tell me you were tip-top?
Hey, this is another good one for y'all, bro.
Hey, Denzel, that nigga. Hey, you don't want him to play Magneto, though, huh?
Yeah. What? Hell yeah. What are you talking about?
Ryan, though.
Yeah, that's fine. He can want whatever. If we get Giancarlo Esposito and my man in there, I'll be like, I'm going to be there.
Nigga. I mean, that narrative could change. It could be like the slavery. That could be the slavery thing happening in the Jewish Holocaust. Have you saw X-Men
97? Bro, yes.
Have they dropped any more episodes?
Yeah, today. Three. Yesterday. Yeah.
So Wednesday, it's two out.
It's three.
Three. Oh, I got
every
it.
Wednesday. Bro, it's great. I didn't expect it to be this good, though.
It went there already. It's already there.
And why are y'all caught up on Invincible?
Yeah. Why they say Bishop was the original coon? He was the original coon. This shit's funny. I'm going to see you the TikTok.
But, I'm going to watch Invincible when I get home.
Yeah, I don't want to ruin nothing for you because I watched it before getting over here.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I mean, I just got to watch it. Which she'll be.
All I know is, and I'm not going to say.
Crime in the City.
No. It's just, bruh, shit's about to go down.
Well, yeah, that's how Invincible is. It
continues to just keep.
Bro, when they were fucking. They were fucking. Dog, when they had that. I just saw that fucking first episode where. Motherfuckers were defending that base, and then the Serpent Society came in there, and they were just like, they were fucking tearing duplicate up, dog. God damn,
bro, man. And then she died.
Ray, he was punching him with his bone from the.
He got shot, and then he was just like, you know what? Who cares, bro? Come here. Like, I'm motherfucker. Like, fuck all this. I'm going to make it. I'm going to live.
Man. And
this is great.
That was great. That was a crazy. This is crazy. But anything else, Chris? You got any closing remarks?
I wish you would never say the Invincible shit because I know what's about to happen.
Well, I know what you're talking about, and they said that scene doesn't come for a while.
No, yeah, I know that, but it's just when I saw her, I was in the fucking crib screaming, like, yeah. No, not
wait,
now.
Duplicate dies?
Yeah.
She already did.
Oh, man.
Yeah, she died.
She was a real one.
Spoiler alert.
She got smashed together.
No.
The little Chinese girl, right, that can sextuplets?
Yeah, the big dude just kept killing her clones until he got to the original one. And just
put them together.
And did Rex explode? I saw he got fucked up. Did he die?
Nah.
Nah, he's alive.
Okay, cool.
Got shot in the head.
I saw that, and his arm was fucked
up. Spoiler alert.
He got his hand blown off, and he had his bone sticking out, and he stabbed the dude in the head with his bone.
Oh, nah, he fucked him up.
He put his mouth, and it blew his head up. He's like.
You know what's crazy, bro? Invincible has, like, a really good, like, place in my heart because of yo shit.
Oh, when you put me and Zach on at the crib?
Not even when we put it on. It's just who was around when that was happening. She need dog medication. like she gone dog meds.
She won't respond to my DMs, all and right. I miss her.
All right, we gotta end on this. We got some things to talk about.
You need dog suppressants, stupid habit.
Yeah, this is this has been another episode of the Step Bros Podcast. We also have a motherfucking podcast event.
Yeah,
we're doing with Hello Studios on April 20th.
Oh, word!
We'll get the flyer all set up. They're making it right now, but yeah, we got like a little.
I would love to watch that.
Powwow! I don't know. If it's not gonna be televised. It's gonna be an actual like thing.
No, yeah, that's what I said. I just want to be there.
It's a free event, but we'll release it whenever we got all this information. But yeah, that's it for me. Let me get home to my fam bam.
Look, piece of chicken grease. I love y'all. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be back blacker than ever.
When do y'all hit the button?
We're out this bitch.